Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Sounds like you have a great show.
Yeah, we've got lots going on today, lots in the chute. We've got a big debate here, the conservative caucus in the Missouri Senate, and Republicans have a supermajority in Missouri. They went to the mat yesterday over a couple of government slush funds that were added into an incentive bill to get General Motors to expand one of its plants. The conservatives said, this is not good government. We're going to put $35 million into free education for people over 25 if they want to go back and finish a college degree, and give the governor a slush fund to spend on economic development. And our concern is that, as Ronald Reagan pointed out, no government program ever created ever gets smaller. And their suspicion is that next year it'll be $45 million, and the next year it'll be $100 million. And how do you ever control that growth once you start something like that? So it was a legitimate debate. But after about a 24-hour filibuster, they lost steam and they gave in and they lost. Yeah, I know. What can you do? I mean, but on the bright side, the fact that the bottom line is they probably gave up because we have an anti-abortion bill, a pro-life bill moving through the Senate, and it needs to get a vote before 6 p.m. Friday when the session ends. And if they kept going with this, that bill never would have gotten a final vote. And that's kind of what we focused on.
Well, that if you have to make a trade-off, that sounds like the right trade-off. But I always ask them, well, who's controlling the Senate schedule and the voting schedule? And I don't know the answer to that question there, but it sounds like it should be the Republicans, and they should be managing that better.
So you Amen.
Should be in that kind of situation, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, in this case, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, the Senate majority leader who we had on earlier this week, Senator Dave Schatz, he was in agreement with the governor on these new programs they wanted to attach. They call it workforce development. And he was in support of that for some reason that is not completely clear, but he thought it was a good idea. So he's the one that was putting the pressure on him.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, and Ronald Reagan was right. Once a government program gets going, they never go the other direction, right? They never get smaller. They always get bigger. And what's the old saying about the next best thing to earn, next thing to eternal life is a government program.
Yeah, exactly.
True. I mean, they never go away. So hopefully you all can still do some good work on that. But congratulations on GM coming. That's a good news.
Well, they're already here, but they were talking it was an expansion deal then where Missouri was going to offer them, once they've invested X amount of dollars, I don't know, half a billion or something, some tax credits kick in, and just some incentive work is all it was. So it is good news. It'll be good news for the community. Speaking of the heartbeat bill, we're pretty anxious because we have a Republican governor who has said he would sign it if it gets passed. It is basically the six-week level where once you can detect a heartbeat, which is, what, six or seven weeks, they would limit abortion after that date. And, you know, it's been controversial. It pales in comparison to what they did in Alabama yesterday.
I did not see what happened in Alabama. What was the final?
So they voted down there that to basically ban all abortions. The bill sounds very radical, but what they did was it doesn't penalize women who want to get an abortion, but it makes it illegal for a medical doctor to perform an abortion in the state of Alabama. So that's
in all cases.
In all cases. There's no gray area there. And the reason they did it was very intentional because they want a case to get to the Supreme Court.
Sure,
so somebody has to make the final call on when does life begin. I mean, Roe versus Wade, as bad of a decision as it was 45 years ago, since then, the court has never gone back and reexamined that and answered the question, when does life begin? And that is a key in all of these heartbeat bills.
Right. Well, and let's be clear too, Mark. I mean, what Roe did was say, okay, now abortion's like, you know, legal in all the states. Prior to Roe, the reality was it was up to individual states what they wanted to do. So if Alabama wanted to say we're going to have no abortions in our state, but New York said we do want to, they could do that. If Roe was overturned, that's where we would go back to immediately, is that individual states would be able to determine what they wanted the law to be in their states. Now, as you're saying, if this Alabama case went all the way to the court, a different question would then be posed, which is, right, when does life begin? But as we know, even if determining that, as we've seen what's happened recently in places like New York and then in Virginia, it was debated as well, the question isn't life. The question is, at what point do we say life can actually be lived, right? This whole saying that we can abort a baby up until literally it comes out of the birth canal, or in places like New York, even after it's born, you know, saying that has the Born Alive Protection Act, why that's been introduced, is because they're saying, well, if, you know, this was a baby that was born after it was aborted because that was the mother and doctor's choice, then we should just let the baby lay there and die, but quote-unquote we'll keep it comfortable. I mean, so you've already got places that even though they could say, well, that's the baby, but because it was going to be aborted, we're going to go ahead and let the abortion take place, basically, and let the child die. It just shows where we are as a country.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you've got people that are even willing to admit that's a baby, but it's a baby that's not wanted, and so therefore we're going to go and let abortion take place. So it's going to be a very hot debate because it's an issue that I think people are just very, I don't know how divided the American public is, but the interest groups on the side of this debate are very committed to it.
Oh, absolutely. The pro-abortion lobby, they're going to, top heads are going to be blowing off, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Let's remember, this is not just about abortion. This is also about the dollars involved. It's not just
right.
about a woman's right to choose. This is about the abortion industry itself, which is a multi-million dollar industry. And they realize that they lose on one, if they just every inch they lose, they fear losing the whole thing. That's why they're fighting.
Yeah, we don't know for sure if the Alabama governor, who's a female, will sign this or not, but she has been pro-life and has spoken out in favor of things like the heartbeat bill. This one takes it a step farther than that, but it would impose sentences of 10 to 99 years in prison on anyone performing an abortion, but criminal charges could not be filed against the person undergoing the procedure.
The woman, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and it's important to note that 16 other states have either passed or are currently considering abortion bans once a fetal heartbeat is detected. So, like many cases that we've talked about, it's time for the Supreme Court to step back up to the plate and make a ruling on this, one way or the other. It just can't be as innocuous as vague as it is right now.
Well, and I think it's why it's very important for the pro-life community to keep educating people. I mean, the fact that you've got up to, I think it is close to 16 states that have actually passed that, it shows, I think, that the public, and you see this in a lot of the polls too, it's trending definitely in a pro-life direction. And I think a lot of that has to do with science. People can see the baby in the womb in a way that they could not see it in 1973 when Roe was passed. And they also see children born at 22 weeks, 24 weeks that survive. And they're like, wait a minute, this is beginning to look like infanticide here. And I think people, they see that. So the pro-life community has to keep educating people, showing them what's happening. And I think that's why you're seeing those kind of, those kind of laws don't get passed just overnight. The people of those states have been supportive of that. Not everybody, but the majority. And so, therefore, I think that's the reason you're seeing that tide. But you've got to keep educating folks.
Well, fortunately, we're bringing some of the liberals over to our side because there should be less need for abortions moving forward because Alyssa Milano just wants women to stop performing the action that causes that to begin with, right? Stop participating, well, right. I should say, not performing, participating. Let me be very clear what I mean.
And let's be very clear that in the majority of cases where abortion is being called for, it is not because of a rape. It's not because of incest. I'm not saying those cases don't happen. They absolutely do.
Right.
But that is a very minority of cases here. The vast majority are people in many cases who they want to use it as birth control. Or you've got other people who say that certain people, you know, have enough kids, or you're not old enough to have kids, or you don't make enough money yet to have children. So they encourage those folks to have abortions. And the reality is that's the vast majority of cases. And as Ms. Milano's pointed out, look, then people, they have control of their bodies. How about not having sex? So she shouldn't be encouraging that kind of education in our schools and all across the country if she really wants to cut down the abortion. To stand for her cause. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Sure, yeah. I looked at her Twitter feed after she put that statement out, and the responses were just epic. But my favorite one was somebody...
It's a great sex education.
That's true.
Lead the charge.
Somebody put a gif on there of Mike Pence slowly clapping his hands as she suggested that abstention works. Imagine that. So I thought that was
she could be the poster child for the abstinence movement,
which is not what she wanted. She did not want that at all. You know, I thought this was interesting, and I want to play a soundbite and get your reaction to it and see if it's the same mine was earlier on Vice President Joe Biden yesterday when he was campaigning and how he responded to a lady in his crowd. Go to 25, please. 28. Sorry.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind. That's it. I think all the talk about impeachment and what the Democrats should do, that's fine. It's theoretical at this point. Let them investigate. Let them subpoena. Let them go to the Supreme Court. He's illegitimate. And my biggest fear is that he's going to do it again with the help of Vlad, his best pal, and we're going to be stuck for 6 more years with this guy. And that is terrifying. It's terrifying.
Would you be my vice president for a few days? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Joe Biden doesn't even have the ability to think on his feet enough to say to this lady, no, you're wrong. Donald Trump is your president because I got elected vice president through the same process. He was legitimately elected. Now let's work to get him beaten in 2020. He agreed with her when she called Donald Trump illegitimate as president of the United States. This is part and parcel why I believe Joe Biden won't survive the primary process.
Well, look, I mean, that's classic Joe Biden, though. I mean, that's been everything we've seen since he's kind of either after he announced or right before he announced. Whoever he's attacked by, he kind of just agrees with them. And he won't stand up to anybody or anything, which I think you're right. It's going to be very difficult when you're on a stage with 20-plus, however many we're up to now, 23 folks. And you agree with every attack that comes your way. He just doesn't seem to have, which is kind of surprising. I mean, he's supposed to be Mr. Glib. Yes, he says things he shouldn't say at times, but he just seems to be frozen in all these moments. Doesn't take the opportunity, as you said, to then turn the statement and turn it into a positive for himself. He doesn't seem to get how to do that at all.
No, either that or he just doesn't care. I'm quite figured it out, but.
Scared.
Well, he's scared of the progressive left. Yeah, you make a very good point there. He doesn't want to offend anybody, so he's going to let this snowflake who's ranting about Donald Trump being an illegitimate president just go on and on, then ask her to be his VP. I mean, that's just stunning.
Right.
Stunning.
He's scared, basically tries to make a joke out of it. And, you know, that works every once in a while to kind of deflect, but every time can't just be, let me make this a joke. You've got to show you're a serious person, you're a serious thinker, and you've got serious ideas.
Yeah.
And you've got to differentiate yourself from everybody else. And I don't think just being a jokester or kind of go along, get along is going to be what the folks want. That's not a fighter. And I think their side is going to eventually want someone who's going to fight. And he's not showing himself to be that right
now. No, he's not. We're going to expose him at every turn.
You don't screw around with me.
Absolutely. Genevieve Wood, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
At Genevieve Wood there on Twitter and heritage.org, dailysignal.com, contributing to all of that, and it's fantastic stuff.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.